Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 21st, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Agnes. It's a tale all too often told. A young man falls in love with a beautiful young woman who doesn't feel the same way in return. Perhaps in one way or another you've been involved in such a confusing and potentially emotionally painful imbalanced relationship. Usually a good long sulk and a pint or two of Ben and Jerry's can heal such a broken heart. But that's not how it turned out for Blessed Agnes and the son of the Roman official who loved her. He would not take no for an answer, especially because she claimed to be already married and to someone far more powerful and more noble than he was. This seemed unlikely because Agnes was only 12 years old, but that just made her insist all the more. Her husband was the most noble and powerful person there ever could be. When the boy's father found out why his son was in such a funk, he asked around to find out who this girl could be. He was elated to discover that the husband she claimed was Jesus Christ, because Christians were undergoing a general persecution at the time, and he turned her in, hoping that the threat of legal consequences would cause her to renounce her faith and be more inclined to the offer of his son. When she still refused his advances and it became clear that neither the promise of jewels and other riches nor the threat of torture would change her mind, she was martyred, either by burning at the stake or by beheading. The lectionary passage for today is unusual in that it comes from the Song of Solomon, that long love poem that is often interpreted to be an allegory of the love affair between God and creation. I can hear the echoes of Agnes's faith and the confidence she had that God would care for her, even if she were to be killed, in these few lines. "My beloved speaks and says to me, 'Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land.'" It might seem sort of paradoxical to encourage this, but, if you can separate it from the general emotional upheaval of the age, the fierce love of a young person for another, the absolute faith that the pairing will last forever, the desire to spend every moment together and learn everything about each other. In short, the love that Agnes had for God and Christ might be just the kind of relationship that we should all seek to have with our Creator. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you choose those whom the world deems powerless to put the powerful to shame. Grant us so to cherish the memory of your youthful martyr Agnes, that we may share her pure and steadfast faith in you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Vincent of Saragossa. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.